Nice. Not here. Not there. Oh, there you are. Well, let's just add a dash. Okay, maybe a little bit more. Okay, so what does the recipe say now? And need my phone. Scroll. Yeah. Ads, whatever. Don't want to see them. And of course, it's all the way down. Lemon juice. That's all I needed. Well then. And with the 1, 2, and 3 drops. My madness concoction is complete. All jokes aside, I do really hope he'll like it. Ah, well. Speak of the devil. Hey there, babe. Had a good video chat? What do you mean, not really? Okay. You know what? Hold on. Just let me turn the stove off. Right. So, what happened? No. Just sit down. I'll do stuff here. Just talk to me. What do you mean, complicated? And who was this exactly you were talking to? The lawyer. But why now, though? I thought you took care of everything when Uncle passed away. Hold on! Whoa! Wait a minute. Inheritance? An inheritance. How? I know Uncle wasn't a business whiz, but how in the hell is there something written down for an inheritance? The shop used to struggle very often. Secret investments. Okay. Secret investments. Well then. Guess I underestimated Uncle then. However, that does explain why he was always so evasive. Oh, I mean, about how I was able to keep the shop bouncing back. We rarely saw people coming in. Or out, for that matter. What I'm trying to say was, we both know there's very rarely anything happening. Just a little small villagey store, you know? Of course you know. So then, why is it complicated exactly? Okay, what is this? Oh! His will! Page 8. Okay, sure, let me just... Yada yada, sound, mind, and body, leaving everything to... Leaving everything to your mother. Your mother. This isn't something they just made up, right? He's really leaving everything to your mother. That woman. Unbelievable. It doesn't make any sense. Honey, those damn snake lawyers must be screwing with you. No, I am calm. I just... He made this before you were even born. I see. What I don't get is why he then didn't just change it after she ran. We both know this was supposed to go to you. Too sick. You really think he still held that hope? You really think he still hoped she'd come back? Poor bastard. Oh, uncle. I swear, just the thought of her somehow having a windfall after leaving you and uncle without a word. It's just disgusting. Okay, fine. Okay, so it is complicated. So what do we do now? Oh, shit. Hey, honey. Come here. Shh. It's okay. I'm sorry. I can figure this out, you know? Just got a little heated there. You know how I am with you. Okay, so what do you want to do? No. Whatever you decide, I'm with you. It's not like I'm gonna leave you alone. Alright. Is there a way to make that clause null and void? We need to find out where your mom went. I didn't mean to call her that. You know what I mean. Yeah, the cretin that birthed you. Yes, I know. Sorry. Oh, crap. Please don't cry. I'm so sorry. Why you cry? You know what it does to me too, right? I'm sorry. I know, babe. I know. We both miss him. House just feels different without him. Yeah. Like it feels wrong, right? Yeah. Yeah. Dad feels it too on Saturdays. Their old guys' nights just, it's not what it used to be anymore. Alright, just come here. Let me dry up your tears. There's that cute face again. I love you. Look. We'll do what we'll have to do, okay? Make sure you get what belongs to you. We'll even hire a private investigator or anything that we'll have to do to try and figure this out, okay? Help. I'll even take more hours at the shop if I need to. Yes. Yes, of course you don't. I don't mind. My clientele's been growing pretty damn nicely. Nah. People just like getting their tattoos by a busty red oni. That tends to curse, then does all the bad stuff all the time. I kid. No, people really like getting inked by an oni. No, I promise you, it's no trouble. Hey, listen. I love you, okay? You know I'm not interested in the money or whatever Uncle left for you. or whatever it was that he left you. I just want you to be done with it all. Find your peace and get what was meant for you. I just want you to heal. You're handsome, you know that. Hey. I love you. So, you can give me those lips now. Yes, yes, I do love you. You weird human, you. Hey, but, it's been a few months since then, and I've been thinking, maybe we could, you know, visit Uncle. Sweetie, come on. You've been working yourself to near death and you haven't once gone to see him after the funeral. It'll probably do you good and, you know, can tell him your grievances or ask for advice and maybe it'll clear your head, give you some perspective. Yeah. I know. It's not going to be the easiest thing to do, but please, for me, and for yourself. Good. Tomorrow, then. Now, let me finish dinner, okay? Alright. And now, for something a bit more fun and a bit more lighthearted. How about I tell you about this hilarious client I worked on? It was a total fuster cluck. Yes, I said a fuster cluck. Deal with it. Hey, don't worry. Food's almost done. Yeah, I can hear that stomach rumbling. Just give it like 5 minutes, honey. So... Alright. So... At the shop, right? This totally ratchet girl came in the other day. And she was all, I want to get my boyfriend's name on my ass in Sanskrit, but I don't want it to look too slutty. I'm sorry. I'll make it worse. Trust me. I promise you, it's gonna get worse. Yeah. I'll try. But it's kind of hard to make that any less slutty when she took her shorts off. And there was like 7 other names already crossed out in both of her ass cheeks. Told you it's gonna get worse. So, me trying to stay professional and holding back chuckles. Noticeable chuckles, maybe. I asked her, so, you want me to cover these old ones here, maybe? Like, I don't know, maybe tiger stripes or something? Well, I don't know. You should have seen it. It's... I'm sorry. I'm not allowed to take pictures. But I... It was bad. That was pretty much the only thing I could tell her to do. Otherwise, it would maybe be like weird little flowery bits or whatever. I just... Mm-mm. But get this. This crazy lady actually said, nah, I want to remember their names in case this one doesn't work out, so I know if I didn't delete them from my phone. no, I'm being dead serious, honey. The thing is, though, I think... Well, I'm semi-sure, but I think the chick was high or something. She was at least on something. Because she didn't even wince when I put the needle to her skin. No. Oh, wait for it. 15 minutes into me actually tattooing her butt, she passed out. Not from the pain. Just passed out. Fell dead asleep. No idea what the hell that woman had been drinking or snorting or smoking or anything really, but you know, I was so damn tempted to cover old BF's name and write random names like Chad, Brad, and Jack in a bunch of different languages. Fucking Norse runes or whatever. You know, for those people who think they are quote-unquote cultured and get some foreign language they don't know at all and it just ends up meaning douchebag or something. But you know me. I am a good, respectable business owner. Nah. I ended up having to give her some smelling salts to wake her up. And luckily was able to convince her to cover up the names with something pretty. Instead of her original idea. She gave me free reign. And she passed out again while I was doing the new piece on her. At least it ended up looking really nice though. Pretty sure it's one of my best works so far. Just an interesting part of the body, I suppose. Then again, I've had weirder. In the end, she liked it so much. She was just absolutely in love with it that she ended up paying straight cash for what was the equivalent of an entire back piece. Of course I was all freaking out because that was not the amount of money that I was supposed to get. But she just smiled and just said, consider it a tip. But hey, far be it for me to say no to that much of a generous tip. Oh, no, honey, I'm not the worst one. Try tattooing someone's ding-a-ling. Yeah, they usually come in all high and mighty, but dear God, when you have to keep it up for 8 hours straight. Yeah, that's, you know what? Dinner's done. Let's ignore this topic for now, please. Alright. Let me just grab a plate. Hope you like it though, honey. Been so long since Uncle passed. Can't believe I almost forgot how big the cemetery is. I'm sorry, hon. I really didn't mean to make things awkward. If you want me to stop talking, I get it. Just let me know, okay? Okay. Good. Glad me breaking the silence seems to help. Yeah, well, the car ride over was difficult, to say the least. I think for the both of us. I'm pretty sure that was the longest drive we've ever had without talking or choking around. Oh. Yeah. The dress. Yeah. It feels more respectable to dress up whenever we go and see Uncle, you know? Still, though, what do you think? Designed it myself. Yeah, I know. White fancy designed kimono and big red tall only girlfriend isn't exactly the best choice, but... sexy? Idiot. Come on, babe. Shut up. Show some respect for the dead here. Don't be horny. Especially not here. We're not weird like those creepy kids who bang in cemeteries. Kidding. Kidding. Right? I get it. Sorry, honey. You know, sometimes I still don't get in where you're being sarcastic or not. Okay. Maybe not so sarcastic, but thanks for the compliment regardless. So, have you thought about what you're going to say to him? Well, I mean, I don't know. Whatever you want, really. Can honestly just tell him how you've been holding up, or even about some morons you've dealt with at work. Honey. Babe. Just because he can't hear you doesn't mean he isn't listening. Oh. Plot 26. There he is. Wow. His headstone is actually pretty big from what I still remember. Yeah, I know it's been just a few months, but... yeah. It is kind of weird, isn't it? So... who's gonna go first? Me. Why me? It's... Oh, come on. I'm sure Uncle would want to talk to you more than me. Need more time to think, huh? Baby. Come on. You didn't think of anything to say in that weird tribe over here? Alright. Alright. You have a point. This was my idea after all. I did kind of put you on the spot there. You mind giving me my bag for a second? Thank you. Hey, Uncle. It's me. It's Keiko. So, things have been great. Me and Babe. Wow. Babe, right? Yeah. It's funny it took so long, huh? No. Honestly, Uncle. Things have been great, sure, but... they've also been so damn lesser without you, to see it. Hearing you laugh. It's you and Pops, aren't you, in over games? Those times you'd sing super badly while working. The bad dad jokes you'd tell during the neighborhood barbecues. I even miss hearing you scold your son. Just to get out and socialize, rather than be your nurse. Grown up, I still miss those times you would let me come over and read me and your son to sleep. I miss you so much, Uncle. I just wish you were here to be happy with us. So you can smile again, since my wish came true. Wait, sorry. I brought something for you. Here. Remember these? You did keep them safe after all. The terumas we made when we were kids. Yeah, the same one I made my wish on and told you about, Uncle. Yeah. We even finally painted the aizen. Yeah. And of course, your big dummy had to redo his wish, since he's definitely not gonna grow horns anytime soon. His wish was... He wished that he wanted me to be happy. And... I am. And... I miss you almost as much as he misses you. But... I'm happy. I'm happy my heart is so full with how much love I feel for him. And I'm happy that I don't have to hide it anymore. I'm happy I can be a real part of your lives and family. And I'm happy that I can be there for him in your place. I'll keep trying my best. I promise, Uncle. I'll promise to do my best to make sure he's just as happy as that he makes me happy. So, just look in on us from time to time, okay? Maybe let us know you're okay over there on the other side. And... if the kami are willing, we can have a bit of sake on us for our sake, right? So, yeah. I think that's all I wanted to say, and... Hey. Hey. Shh. It's okay, baby. Just... Come here, come here, come here. Just let it out. It's okay. It's okay. Just... Tell your pops how you feel, okay? I know he's listening. So don't despair. There you go. Is there anything else you feel you want to say? Dumbass. Really? Oh. You really think I said it best for the both of us, huh? You big dummy. Let me wipe your face. Yeah, I know. My own face is leaking as well. Deal with it. Oh, come on. Stop saying that on Nissan crap. Yeah, it's funny calling your own girlfriend on Nissan, but really weird considering our current status, don't you think? Will you stop? Don't make me laugh while I got the sad sniffles. It's gonna ruin my makeup even more. But I am glad we came to see him. Just hope I said what you needed to keep your head up. Yeah, I love you too, honey. Come here. I do really love you. Ah, oh right! I completely forgot. I brought something else for your dad. For uncle. Oh. Okay, they made it. So, do you know what red spider lilies mean, babe? Well, these specifically, they're called Higanbana. And the red ones are symbol for the dead and departed spirits. And they were also thought to bloom in the presence of spirits with sad memories. But I don't think Uncle really would be sad seeing us both together like this. Don't you think? They also symbolize a last goodbye to those you love. But I'm sure this isn't a goodbye. Not the true one. We'll come back more often, right? And this white one I got here, it symbolizes rebirth. More importantly, it is to grant a new beginning. Almost like what's going on now. So I think Uncle will appreciate it that we're doing just that. There. Now his stone doesn't look as dreary. It's gonna bloom crazy eventually, you know? It's gonna look pretty. At least, I think he hopes it'll look pretty as well. But, honey, what do you say that we'll just go home for now and try and be happy together for a while? We'll figure out the hard stuff as we go. Glad you agreed to come though. Just really hope it helped. Wanna say your last goodbyes before we go? No. That's fine too. Let's just walk. Did you see that? My kimono almost flew up. Oof. Let me just tend to that for a minute. Man, that was incredible freak wind. Honey, turn around. You gotta see this. I don't know what that was, but it's the lilies. They're everywhere and blooming. Must be dreaming, right? This can't be real. He's really listening. Uncle is really listening. Thank you for everything. Please, Uncle. Please watch over us. Wow, that was amazing to see them all grow like that. That had to be magical, right? I mean, I did go to consult an Orauna, but I didn't expect any of this. Yeah, the florist. Yeah, the one near the supermarket. Blooming madness, I can't remember. I think she helped me out a little bit. No idea what she did, but she did something. It was an eventful day, to say the least. So, if you don't mind, I'm just gonna pour some sake to help wind down, okay? You want a snack or anything? I don't know, maybe a sandwich, or maybe we just order in? I'm not sure too, eh? Typical. Well, just bug me if you think of something. Okay, now, where's a good one? Fireball? Mm-mm, hell no. Gonna need something better for that. Rum? No. Not that one either. Ah, there we go. Gozu Tenno brand sake. Yeah, that's gonna be incredibly good. Babe! Hey, you! Where did that come from? Oh. Finally decided what you wanted for a snack, huh? Alright, I'm game. What do you want, then? Hey, careful! Wanna make a snack out of me, do you? Oh, well then. Better unwrap your snack. There you go. Tug on that. Good job. Admiring the treat, huh? How about you show me how hungry you are then, babe? Nuh-uh, not there. Come up here. My neck. Come on. Just munch on it a little bit. I'm joking, obviously. Just lick it. Slow down there, honey. Enjoy the full flavor of that snack. Oh, oops. Clumsy me. Guess your snack has some extra flavor for you to lick. Especially here. There you go. Lick that sake off my nipple, babe. That's it, babe. Don't forget to clean every inch of me. Get the good burn in your throat. Yeah. Bite me, please. There. Bite. Suck. Oh, you cheeky boy. Popping my nipple like that. Oh, I know. You just have way too much fun with it. Here, give me your hand. Yeah, the floof is still there. I haven't had the time to really trim with work and everything. Then again, you do seem to like the natural oni look. Fuck. Your touch feels so good. I love your fingers. No, slower. There I go. You can apply some pressure, it's fine. I don't bruise that quick. Please just slip a finger in me. Feel how hot you make me. There. Fuck. I'm right fucking there. Stop. Oh, naughty. Made your finger all juicy, huh? Come here, give me. I don't taste too bad. No more of a taste, huh? Then get down there and taste all you want. Lower. No, come on. I love the kissing on my tummy, but lower on me. There you go. No. Damn you. Don't pull the hair with your teeth. It's such a dick move. Okay. See? Now that's better. So much better. Fucking damn, babe. Your tongue's absolutely magic. Hey. I think there's some leftover sake you missed. Not on my thigh tats. I'm glad you like to lick me there, but not right there. No. It's right here. Right on my lips. Fuck. So fucking hungry too. Lick me more. I'll open it up for you. Hi. I want you to lick up every drop, lick it out of me. Just swirl the tongue in every fold. Fuck. No. Don't cheat, you fucking asshole. Stop licking mine. Fuck. Stop! You absolute dick. You got to enjoy your snack, but now... Now I want one of my own. Get on the floor. And get these damn things off. Oh, there's my treat, and it's all eager to be eaten. Sake and my tongue still warming up down here, huh? Good boy. Get more heated for me. Let me just enjoy this cute little incline on your cock. From the base of your shaft all the way to the head. Mwah. There you go, babe. Just keep looking at me with a glazed over look you got there. Grab my horns and shove this fine thing in my throat. You know I can handle it. Oh, come on, sweetie, fuck my mouth. Oh, my words like you fucking mean it. My body's heating up so bad. I don't know if it was the sake or you that just got me that horny, babe. What are you doing with my sash? Tying my hands up, huh? That afraid of an onion heat? Oh, here. My legs are wide open. Come on, I'm begging you. Please just fuck me as hard as you want. Come on, come on. Get in me. I want you bad. Yeah. Yeah, you make me happy. I want to make you happy too. What would make you happier? No, honey. What would that be? Whatever it is, so I'll do it. Really? A baby? A little one, huh? Skipping a step there, maybe. Oh. Overflow my pussy with your cum. Fuck. I felt something in my pussy go absolutely crazy when you said that. Do it, babe. It's a good thing you tied me up, because I'd be fucking you into the ground right now. Come on. Get inside me, please. I promise I'll be happy. Just stick your cock in me and fucking breed me, please. Pushing deep. Damn it. Come on. I told you to get deep inside. There. Right there. Fuck. God, your cock's so hot. You know. You want to make me really happy. Just let me wrap my legs around you. Get closer and let me tell you. Come on, get here. Let's go for fucking twins. There it goes. Fucking cute little hairy oni pussy. Come on, sweetie. Fucking make me a mom. Come on. Fuck me like a beast, you sexy human stud. You know I'll be a good oni mom. Just don't you dare fucking stop. Oh, fuck. Come in, heaven. Fuck. Shit. You weren't kidding about overflowing me. No, you better keep me plugged up, cause that's gonna... Oh, nope, it's running out and down everything. It's... You okay? You okay? You sure? I felt like you fucking gave your all there for a bit. I'm absolutely okay. Oh, come on. Oni, remember? Not that fragile. Though, tying me up though was pretty damn hot. Holy crap. The way you went at it when you said you wanted to break me. Something in my head just went into overdrive. Still is, so you're still not done for me, so. Just stay in there for a bit longer. Oh, or push your cock in deeper, that's good too. Of course I'd be happy if it happened. And I really wasn't kidding about those twins. But yeah, especially if they aren't identical. Even more so if the girl comes first. At least there's an Oni big sister. And then it would actually make sense. I love you, honey. Just one day at a time, okay? I promise we'll be happy. I'm sure your pops will be that cringy grandpa going all, "Put another in her, son!" Oh, no, never mind. Yours is actually better. He would absolutely be like that. Hey. Honey. Come here. I'm always gonna be here, okay? But, as fucking sexy as you are prodding into me until I'm sore, I am getting the munches real bad. How about, we order up some pizza, and then maybe have another go in bed? I'll even let you tie me up again if you want. Perfect, sweetie. Oh, and, don't forget. Hawaiian, please? Yes, with the pineapple. I know, but now you get to fuck me some more. Come on.